But we talked about the identity, guilt, the self, just the problem that people have with insecurity, and how that can lead to a mentality of shame. Even though we should know that we're forgiven when we truly confess our sins, we still view ourselves from the standpoint of the problems that we've had, and sometimes they're recurring strongholds, and Satan just loves to play on that negative perspective. And that fits not completely, but partially with another aspect that people struggle with, believers struggle with, and that is the matter of a sense of failure, shame and failure. This, of course, is common in the just world in general, but I think in some senses for believers, this can even be a greater problem because we have a higher standard of what we know ought to be in the Christian life. Well, what's success and what is failure? If we don't think we're a success, then we think, well, we are a failure. Success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, and it's achieving a desired aim or attaining prosperity. This is, of course, a human definition of it, and someone who has succeeded. Failure is, this is profound, the lack of success, okay? An unsuccessful person. Boy, this is really deep on my research that I did here. Frankly, it's just getting to a place of understanding that we have not achieved what we feel is the measure of success. And it really does get down to that kind of a perspective. If you want to get into the technical, again, psychology or counseling perspective, it gets down to the fact that a person has a level of aspiration, and they have then, therefore, something they're aspiring to, and a level of performance they feel that they need to accomplish so that they can achieve what they aspire to. And so that aspiration is what helps them evaluate, am I a success or am I a failure? And whatever level of success in achieving one's goals causes a person to feel like whether that they can succeed more in the future, or if they are failing what they are aspiring to do, then they have more of a prophetic sense of lack of success or failure for the future. And so it serves as a level of acceptability to oneself about their own self-image. People that have higher performance are people that then score higher and higher and higher on the aspirations that they have for themselves. Now, on the flip side, when a person is not reaching where they want to go and they are continually in their own mind not getting to the aspirations that they have, they now are seeing themselves as a failure, and they have a fear of failure. So not only do they feel bad about the past, but they are already convinced they can't do it for the future. That's what you see with students. You'll have a child fail a couple of tests, and then a fear grips them, and then they have a real hard time testing out in a certain area, and it just is a downward spiral from there, though they well may have the ability and have all that they need to be able to do a very good job. But that mentality of failure can cripple a person's aspirations about themselves, what they think they can accomplish in the future. And many times it guarantees that that person will fail the next time. Now let me just ask you, does God want Christians to have this failure mentality? No. Now, let's get one thing settled theologically. Are we spiritually a failure naturally? And the answer is yes. Okay, you didn't have to be afraid. That was not a trick question. We are failure, can we measure up to God's standard? And the answer is no, not without His grace. So a believer, knowing what the Bible teaches us about living a life that's like Christ, having maturity, growing in the Lord, that believer, if they are looking at that from a human perspective, can very easily fall into this trap of not getting to what they're aspiring to, which they've been convicted about, and they begin to feel that they're a failure because they're not allowing God to give them the victory, and they begin to have a fear of even trying to do right. I've known many a believer that just gave up. What's the use? I have this stronghold. I've got this problem. I never can seem to do right. And that fear of failure can be extremely paralyzing. And so we need to understand that our identity in Christ that we've talked about on Sunday mornings is very, very important, because we need to realize it is not about us, it is about what God can do through us. And it's a wonderful thing to know that our failures are teaching points to get us back to grace. They are the illustrations that God will use to cause us to realize it's all about Christ and it's not about us. In his little book, Failure, The Back Door to Success, Pastor Erwin Lutzer, you dear folks know, makes this point. We forget that God is a specialist. He is well able to work our failures into his plans. Isn't that a blessing? Now, folks, it's no surprise to him you're a failure. Okay? It's no surprise to him that in and of yourself, in and of myself, we can't measure up. And these great aspirations that are preached from the pulpit, that are taught in your Sunday school classes, that you read in the great devotional books and books on the Word of God, or the examples that you find in biographies, all of that tremendous standard that is placed there cannot be achieved humanly. And so if you grew up feeling like you were a failure for whatever reasons, and we could talk about background, the whole process of your learning and all the experiences that you went through, but if you had that especially in your background, it is very easy for you to then transfer that right into the Christian life and from the get-go feel like, I'm done. Why do you think people run from real Christianity at times, though they're really saved? It's because they just give up. They just give up. They forget the great truth of the transforming work of God in our lives. In fact, they get oftentimes the wrong view of what success is. Dr. Paul Reese said, if you want a picture of success as heaven measures it, of greatness as God views it, don't look for the blaring of bands on Broadway. Well, we know that. Listen rather for the tinkle of water splashing into a basin. While God incarnate, in a humility that made angels hold their breaths, sponges the grime from the feet of his undeserving disciples. That was success. You see, my friends, we have to learn what it means to be like Jesus. And so we have two issues that we have to face that we will address as we move along here. Number one, what I've already mentioned, the aspiration of following what the Word of God says, and then that deep need, especially if there's insecurity, of trying to succeed in the minds of other people and to be able to feel that your life is worthwhile and that it's achieving something that's really important. And so, first of all, we have to understand that we cannot reach the aspirations of the Word of God without the miraculous working of the Spirit in our life, but He can do it for anyone. And secondly, we have to learn what is success. Success is not men's applause. Success is not a great achievement in a professional career, though those are very good things if proper attitudes are there about them. But success is what God considers success, and that is to have the heart and mind of Jesus Christ, to have our life poured out for him, to be a servant, to wash others' feet, to have a life that transfers to others and will have impact for eternity. So I just lay this out to you simply, almost in an introductory form here tonight, about the matter of this very real problem of sometimes shame because of past sin and not accepting the full forgiveness of the Lord that can transfer, or maybe not be directly tied, but just because of the insecurity, can go into a sense of failure. A mindset, there's something wrong about me and I don't think it can get fixed. And that's a tragic thing. Did you know that every Christian in here is a powerhouse potential for God? Now, in a few weeks, I'm going to be on Sunday morning in the Identity series looking at how important you are in the plan of God in your connection to Jesus Christ. And if the Holy Spirit can sell you on that reality, it'll change your life. But if you keep the shame slash failure mentality, you will be paralyzed and have a fear of the future. And I'll guarantee you, Satan will come along and get you in a stronghold and just prove that you're no good in your mind. But that's not how God views it. God is so wise, he is so sovereign, he is such a loving father, he's able to take all the twists and turns of your life. And my friends, your future is glorious if you'll trust him. Because we have a glorious Savior who's one with us and is ready to work. You got to get that mindset that we are more than conquerors through Christ that loves us so. Don't we have a great Savior? I just want to encourage you tonight, even though I may not have given all the answers for it, if you got a sense of failure tonight, would you give that to the Lord? He is success. Serve him. Get encouraged about your life. God will interweave all your experiences, and he'll do a great thing if you'll just rest in him and trust him. Do not let Satan cause you to live with shame if you've asked God for forgiveness, or to cause you to live with a sense of failure. God's ready tonight and tomorrow to do great things in your life. Let's bow for prayer. You'd say, Pastor, here tonight, just in this quick set of thoughts about these issues, the Lord did touch my heart. And I do want to admit that I find myself getting subjective, looking at myself, and there is a real tendency at times just to feel like, what's the use? I find myself feeling like a failure. I know these truths, but I don't let them really overcome some of this fear of failure or just the wrong attitude I have toward myself. And I just want the Lord to know tonight that by God's grace, I want that corrected. Whatever it takes in these next weeks ahead, I want to have the optimism of Almighty God, that I want to get a hold of the teaching by faith of what the Word of God says my life can be. And in this short little time tonight, God touched my heart. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip your hand up if that's you here tonight? God bless you. Amen. Maybe there's someone here you feel like, well, I don't know what my life's about. I don't know what would happen if I were to die. My friend Jesus died for you, rose again, and you can be saved tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you'd say, Pastor, I'm not certain what would happen if I were to die. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip your hand up too? We want to pray for you. We're thankful for the response this morning. And friend, if that's you tonight, would you just let us know your burden about your future? Lord, would you work in hearts? Bless in these final moments now. Be with these that raise the hand. And Lord, I pray that by faith they will understand who they are in you and overcome what may be a lifelong mentality of this. Lord, this is important that it's overcome. Now, Lord, give me wisdom as we tackle these things in the days ahead. And Lord, would you encourage everyone here now in Jesus' name. Amen.